The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
We thank you. We're at your feet again tonight. Send your word to us. Let no one online, on ground, and all our churches go back the same way they have come in the name of Jesus. Let your blessings flow freely. Let your word come with power. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. He's worthy to be praised. And please be seated. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight on this 8th day of this fast. We are grateful to God for all He has done for us. To Him alone be all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody enjoying God in this fast, shout a big hallelujah. Tonight we have a very serious matter to discuss with the topic, opening the doors of financial increase and harvest. Opening the doors of financial increase, or you can also call it financial harvest. How many of us believe that this is a very serious matter? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. The book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I thought someone would say a good amen. Amen. For thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Because you are in this fast, I know you have not denied God's name. It will open the door unto you in Jesus' name. An open door is a positive statement, and a closed door is also a negative statement. And many have suffered from closed doors, but for you, it will never happen like that again in the name of Jesus. God wants you and I to enjoy plenty and abundance. That is God's desire. That you and I should enjoy plenty, that you and I should enjoy harvest. God is not against you having money. He's just against money having you. It's not against you being blessed. It's just against you being overwhelmed with the blessing that you forget Him. Are you getting me now? Every father wants his children to be blessed. Every father, every mother wants their children to be blessed. And you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, because of the volume of what we have to cover, I'll be fast, but I'll trust God that God will also help us for you to have good understanding tonight in Jesus' name. So what is financial increase / harvest? What is financial increase or harvest? A, it is supernatural harvest from extraordinary sources. Supernatural harvest, supernatural increase from extranatural sources. Supernatural harvest from extra natural, that is sources that are beyond human understanding. Enjoying the blessing of God, enjoying the flow of God's blessings beyond the natural. That will be somebody's portion tonight. Number two, what is financial harvest and increase? It is financial abundance beyond measure. Abundance beyond measure. Having so much of God's blessings in your life. Get ready. That is what is coming to your house today. I say that is what is coming to your house today. Quickly, why does God want his children to have financial increase and harvest? Why? What is the reason? Why does God want his children to have financial increase or harvest? Number one, to show his love to us and a dying world. God wants you to have financial increase and harvest so that he can show his love to us and to this dying world. How many of you know that we can do more with abundance than with lack? How many of you know that you can do more with abundance than with lack? So God wants to give you abundance to show his love to you and to show his love to the dying world. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 4. Psalm 1:2 say, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. So you have stopped there in verse 3 because of time. Number 2, why does God want us to have financial harvest and increase? To facilitate the invasion of the gospel into the nations of the earth. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my city's true prosperity shall be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. So, you can only spread the gospel through prosperity. You can only expand the gospel through abundance. Without abundance, the gospel cannot be spread. Because the gospel spreads on the wings of satellite, internet, traveling from one place to another, expansions, buying of equipment, etc. All these things need finance. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? So God wants you to be blessed. So it's easy for you to build a church. It's very easy for you to buy anything for God. It's easy for you to do anything for the sake of the gospel. Why? Because you have the means and the resources. You have the resources, you have the means. And that's one of the reasons why God wants you to. So you can look at it. If you look at those that sell evil things like cigarettes and those that open brothels and all these things, they spend so much money on their advert. How much more we believers? They spend so much to push their product everywhere for everybody to sell. Yet, believers are being timid in having resources to spend for the things of God. So it takes gold of God to demonstrate the glory of God. It takes the gold of God to demonstrate the glory of God. You know, we just sang about glory now. That glory rides on the wings of financial blessing. There is no glory with lack and begging for bread. Hello. There is no glory in going from house to house to beg for bread. There is no glory in not having enough. There's no glory there. Somebody here, we experience God's glory in Jesus' name. Hosea chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Hosea chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. You can write it down because of time. Now let's go to number 3 very quickly. Why does God give his children financial increase and harvest? God wants to give us increase so that we can demonstrate his ownership. He cannot demonstrate his ownership of the earth. God wants to demonstrate that he owns everything. Psalms 24 and verse 1. Psalms 24 and verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything is owned by God. Every land, every property is God that owns everything. So God wants you to have blessings so that he can demonstrate that he is the owner of everything and he gives it to whoever he chooses. And I pray for somebody here tonight. God will demonstrate his ownership of the earth in your life in Jesus' name. And number 4, why does God want us to enjoy increase? To demonstrate his generosity to his people. God wants to demonstrate his generosity to his people. He wants to show that he's a loving God. God wants you blessed so that he can demonstrate to you that he's a generous God. God wants you blessed so that he can demonstrate to you that he's a God that has more than enough to give to you. Every parent wants to demonstrate generosity to their children. Except you don't have. If you have, if they ask, you want to give. Especially if it's something that they need. When they need it, you give it when you have it. Because you want to demonstrate your generosity to them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So having laid that foundation tonight, how can we locate and access financial increase in our lives? What can we do that we open the gates of financial increase and harvest? I have quite a few here, so I'll be running very fast because of time. What do I do to open the door of financial increase and harvest? Are you ready for this tonight? Number 1, God first mentality. If you are going to ever enjoy abundance in life, you must have a God first mentality. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. God first mentality. You must know that God is a jealous God. If God knows that if he blesses you, the first thing you will think of is how to go into things that are not of God, he might not want to push you into things that will push you into a fire. If you have a God first mentality, God first, God first, God first, God first, most likely you'll be super blessed. For example, when money comes to your hand, what comes to your mind first? Is this your tithe and your offering? Or what comes to your mind first is how to buy gold, or how to change your shoe, or how to buy a new car, or how to buy some gadgets in your house. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, all through to verse 12 tells us a lot. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. He says, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. He said, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and in offerings. That's where you have robbed me. He said, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. You can see that. And pour you out a blessing, that there shall be not be room enough to receive it. I will rebuke the... Can you see all the blessings being pronounced on people who are faithful in God first mentality? I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall the vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations, because you are into the covenant, every nation, no matter the nation you are, they will call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. So how many robbers are here now? From what the Bible says in Malachi 3 verse 8. Say, you have robbed me. How many robbers are here? How many faithful people? How many people can boldly say and touch their chest that throughout 2024, I did not eat my tithe? I did not. Whenever I'm supposed to give offering, I give my offering at the right time. These are the things that affect believers. And they think it's Satan that is after them, or it's demon that is after them. In Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30, Leviticus 27, it says, and all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, it is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. So everything that we have is for God. He said, okay, keep 90% of it. Give me 10% of it. John D. Rockefeller, the first known American billionaire, was a tither. And that's why till today, his empire is still on. His business is still growing because he has put his business under the covenant. You know, for many people, they can play with many things, but not money. Some people can even play with their children. They can play with their wife or their, but they cannot play. They cannot part with anything. Say tight, forget it. Forget it. So, if you are going to be a person that will enjoy endless increase, this is number one: the giving of your tithe, of your offerings. This opens your heavens and rebukes the devourer for your sake. Many of us know this, but we are just hardened-hearted. Many are just hardened-hearted. Their heart is hardened. Their mentality is wrong. And because of this, they continue to struggle. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus. I said that will not be you in the name of Jesus. So this is a brand new year, which is a brand new opportunity for you to change your ways so that you don't struggle again all through the year. So that you don't struggle again all through the year. From today, abundance is yours in the name of Jesus. I have seen the effect of tithing so tremendously in my life. I have seen the effect so tremendously over the years, so massively. Anytime there's a need, God always finds a way to get it ready. Anytime there's a need, God always does it one way or the other. Because, you know, yesterday I was sharing a testimony with you that I needed some money to sort out something. And I just said, God, I need some money. Please get me some money. to sort out something quickly. And I said, after I just paused to pray, I just checked my account, and I saw that somebody had paid in some money there. And that was able to, I just took about 17 million of that money to solve part of the problem I needed to solve at that particular point. So you can get to that level and exceed it if you are in company. You can boldly go to God and say, God, I need resources, and he will give you. But when you are small things say, you cannot release, God will say, you are not serious. You are not ready for abundance yet. I pray for somebody here tonight. The grace of abundance is released to you in the name of Jesus. Say in loud, amen. Number two, what can help me to open the doors of increase is subscribe to divine guidance. Subscribe to divine guidance. Psalm 32 verse 8. Subscribe to divine. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way to which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with my own eyes. So if you are going to ever enjoy the blessings of God, you must subscribe to divine guidance. You must allow God to guide you. Peter was fishing and was a struggler until suddenly God appeared to him. In Genesis 21 verse 6, Jesus told him, throw your net to this side. And he said unto him, cast thy net on the right side of the net of the ship, and ye shall find. At least you will find fish. The fish you have been looking for, I know where it is. God will begin to guide you. I say God will begin to guide you. One of the ways that tithing helps you is because it leads you into guidance. It leads you into guidance. You are able to pick the guidance of the Lord. God is able to guide you to show you what to do. One instruction from God is superior to 100 suggestions from men. Just one instruction from God is superior to 1,000 instructions or advice from men. So get yourself in tune on time. Get yourself in tune on time so that you can get what you need from the Lord. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Number three is subscribe to divine instructions. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. Isaiah verse 30 verse, and thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the word, this is the way, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left hand. You know, when you fast like this, one of the things you get from God is instructions. He gives you instructions on what to do. He tells you what to do. So if you are going to get the best from God, you must be a man or woman of instruction. Not every way that leads somewhere is the right way. That's why in Proverbs 16 verse 25, say there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems that this way is right, but that way is not right. So don't use your own insight, personal insight, to lead yourself. Don't use your personal insight to lead yourself. Allow God to lead you. Allow God to direct you. Don't go about looking for shortcuts. A shortcut can sometimes cut you short. Don't look for shortcuts. Ask God for instructions. This year, ask God for instructions. Ask God for... We're still going to have a session on divine guidance in the course of this meeting. Because one of the vital factors that will lead you into prosperity is for God to guide you. There are many that are supposed to be in business A, that are in business Z. So as God leads you and guides you, he begins to turn your life around. Your guidance or from God is what brings about the change of levels for you. Somebody say a loud amen. So look for instructions from God every day. Look for instructions from God every day. Father, what are you saying? What should I do? Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So when you are led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. God will be leading you all the way in the name of Jesus. Say a loud amen. You know, presently now many are running away from Nigeria. Actually, in the last 2-3 years, almost, I was talking to one of my friends who is a top guy in one of the banks. And he was telling me that so many of his staffs have. In fact, I was joking when I said even the ones you have now, they are maybe their papers are in some embassies. But the question is that what God told you? Because somebody traveled, or because somebody decided to travel to one place or another, is that what is God telling you personally? That's what matters. Because what God is telling one person, he might not be telling another person. Nobody here will make a mistake in the name of Jesus. Nobody here will make a mistake in the name of Jesus. Where you are supposed to be, you will be. Where you are supposed to get to, you will get there. The place you are supposed to go, you will go. And every place that God has destined for you, that is where you will be in the name of Jesus. You will not be a misfit. You will not go to another man's country and go there and become a slave. Anywhere God has proposed for your destiny, that's where you are. That's where you will be in the name of Jesus. Because some people will say, no matter what, even if I have to be washing the bum of a dead corpse, let me just leave Nigeria. I'm just going to anywhere. Just take me anywhere, including Mali, Afghanistan, anywhere. Just praise the Lord. That is not how a believer operates. A believer always consults God on any step. A believer must consult God on any. There's no country without rich people, and there's no country without poor people. There's no country where there are no billionaires, and there's no country where there are no people that are in lack. What matters is what God tells you, so that you don't go and look for borrow 50 million or 100 million somewhere to travel. You now get there, you now see that this place is not easy to go to, stay is not easy, to come back is not easy, because you have to pay the loan. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number four, how can you open the door of financial harvest? Is subscribe to the word. Subscribe to the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Subscribe to the word of God. Subscribe to the word of God. Anything the word of God tells you to do, do it. You may have stumbled in life, but this does not mean that you continue to stumble. Because when you continue to search the word will lead you into your prosperity. The Lord will lead you into your abundance. The more you search for the word of God, the more he will lead you into what will bring about abundance for you. So spend more time on the word if you want to be prosperous. God always orders our steps through the word of God. He orders our steps through. So when you read the Bible, you'll be learning what it takes to get it. For example, one of the things in the Bible is that you must be a person that learns how to have reserve. Proverbs 21 verse 20. Proverbs 21 and verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spended it up. That is, no matter how much you earn, you must have something aside. No matter what you are earning, no matter how small it is, that's one of the things you can learn from the Bible. That widow in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, when Elisha was asking her, what do you have in the house? If she didn't have any reserve, she said, I don't have anything except this small thing. That's the only thing I have. Or else they will take my two sons. That small thing, if she didn't have it as reserve, she wouldn't have been blessed. So no matter what, those are the things you learn from the word. You learn from the word that as a man, you should provide for your family. You are supposed to care for your wife and care for your children. It's from the word. These are the things that will make you blessed. Because when your wife and your children are praying for you, you continue to enjoy blessing. All these things are from the word. That's why people that run away from the word, abundance is not sure. People that run from the word, abundance is not sure. If you want abundance, stay on the word. What is the word saying concerning my abundance? From today, I see somebody following the word of God daily in the name of Jesus. May you become an addict of the word of God. I say, may you become an addict of the word of God. Number five, how do you open the door of financial increase? Correct association / wise counsel. If you want to enjoy abundance, wise counsel or correct association is very important. In Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15, where the Bible says, I will give you pastors after my own heart. I will feed you with knowledge and understanding. One of the work of your pastor is to give you knowledge and understanding. Wise men consult. After you have prayed and you have spoken to God about some things, there are some people that are supposed to be in your life that you can counsel, that can give you wise counsel. There must be people in your life that can give you counsel, that you know this counsel is from God. Proverbs 11 and verse 14 tells us more about that. There's where no counsel is, the people fail. In the multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. So, counsel is very important. Proverbs 24 verse 6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. So, subscribe to counseling. When you have decided on something or what you want to do, ask for wise counsel. It's not after you have entered into trouble, you now come back and say, I entered into an investment too. I don't know how all my money, and you have been praying and prophesying. You entered into investment without adequate counsel. You get counsel from those that have the Spirit of God. You get counsel from those that are into that line of business. There are some businesses now that I can never go into because I don't have counsel concerning it. So I can't waste my money into all those deals because I don't have counsel concerning it. Even if they say they are earning 1,000% per day, I can't, because I don't have counsel concerning it. It's not everything that you see you just jump into without counsel. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. There are many things in life that you don't do without counsel. One of it is finance. Another thing is marriage. And you see somebody, you just jump in. You met on Monday, and by Friday, you're already at registry. By Sunday, you're already doing white wedding. It doesn't work that way. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number six, how to open the doors of financial increase is lifestyle of sowing sacrificial seeds, or you can call it liberality. The lifestyle of liberality. Noah was a liberal man. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to 22. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offering on the altar. That's Noah. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. How long have you given something that God smelled a sweet savour? How long ago? He said, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. If you go to Genesis chapter 9 verse 1. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 1. Just the next one. And the Lord blessed. Immediately he was liberal. In Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to 22. God blessed him. God blessed Noah and his sons. And said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. So if you are going to ever enjoy the best of God, you must be a liberal person. You must be a person that God can ask you for anything and you will do it. In Genesis 22, verse 1 to 3, God asked Abraham for his only son, Isaac. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. He wanted to see, if I bless you more, let me see if you can hold it. The only thing you have, bring it for me as sacrifice. Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, I'm here. Go on. And he said, take now thy son. He emphasized it, thy only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt sacrifice upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Can you see a liberal man? God said, give me your only son. The son you waited for so long, give it to me. He did not waste, he did not even tell his wife. Let's assume that Jirede is our only child. And God now speaks to me and says, Bobo, take that child. Go and, go and sacrifice. I can imagine how mama will do. How she will behave. I can imagine how. I can imagine. God said, take that your only child, the child you love most, take that child, go and slaughter that child for me. And Abraham did not say no. No wonder the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 24 and 25 particularly, it said the liberal soul shall be made fat, he that watereth shall be watered also himself. There's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that withholdeth more than his need, but he tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. So if you are going to be blessed, you must don't eat alone. Remember the poor. Remember the less privileged. Remember those that are around you. Remember your parents. Remember those that God has placed over you to help and assist. Remember them. Don't always shut down your phone and say, they must not be able to reach me. Don't always do that. Be merciful. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. And God will always show you mercy. A lot of times when I'm in a very crossroad and I need God's intervention in many areas, there has never been once that God did not show up. There has never been once that, this one, so God now just abandoned me, did not show up. Every time, he always shows up. Because I try as much as possible to always do my best also for others. Within my capacity and within what God has given to me. So please, let's do this. Let's do this. And the Lord will bless every one of us in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Can I hear a loud amen? And let me tell you this before I move on. Don't think that everybody that you bless will be the person that will bless you back. It doesn't work that way. A lot of times, those that you bless might not be the ones that will pay you back. God will use another person to pay you back. In fact, those that you bless sometimes might even be the one that can speak against you or do something against you. But don't worry. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And your harvest will come in the name of Jesus. I say your harvest will come in the name of Jesus. I say your harvest will come in the name of Jesus. Number 7, serve God faithfully. Serve your gifts faithfully. Sorry, number 7, serve your gifts. If you are going to increase, serve your gifts faithfully. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16, the Bible says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Serve your gifts faithfully. Serve your gifts faithfully. Serve anywhere you find yourself. Serve faithfully. Any organization where you are serving, serve faithfully. Any place where you are serving, serve faithfully. Serve as if you are the one that owns the organization or started the organization or you are the founder of that organization. I want to advise family members here, husbands, wives, brothers and sisters, don't demoralize your family members from serving in other people's organization. You are killing their destiny like that. Don't talk them down. Why are you letting Shivala? Why are you doing that? You are killing their destiny like that. You are not helping them. You are not helping them. Because anybody that will be great and increase must serve. You serve to become great. It is in service that you become great. So anything that doesn't allow you to serve has killed you. Opportunities come in the place of service. Blessing come in the place of service. Change of story comes in the place of service. Let them put in their time. Let them put in the circle of faithfulness. Let them go extra mile. It is faithfulness that is making us still fire on. I remember in those days before this ministry started, the ministry where I was serving, after going to work in the morning, in the bank where I was working, work so tireless, all my leg would be aching me. I'll go home, rest a little bit. Go back to the church in the night to pray so that church can win souls. Pray on the altar. Sleep, maybe pray from like 11 to like 2 or 2:30, then sleep to like 5, 5:30, then go back home, brush my teeth, and go back to work. That's why it's easy for me now to come here in the night to pray. That's why it's easy for me now to fast and I will not feel it, because the sacrifice, the life of sacrificing for others, it has been there for long. That's why it doesn't cost me anything. If I have 100 million and God needs it, it doesn't cost me anything. I don't feel it. I just do it. Because I'm used to sacrifice. And that's why God must bless me. But if my wife had been saying, "Kelly, then she went, then are you doing that? If you're paraying, what did you even give me? Then I can't be here today." So let your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife serve faithfully. Release them to serve God. Release them to serve in that organization. Don't talk them down to serve in that organization. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. So when you serve faithfully, you are bound to access open doors of financial increase. When you serve somewhere, a lot of times we are always too materialistic and we only think of now. That's the problem with most of us. We only think, what am I going to get now? What am I going to get now? It doesn't work that way. You must delay your gratification if you are going to be blessed in life. You must delay your gratification. You must serve first before you can now accept. And the way God will bless you, no man can know. Because he will do it. He will never owe you. Even if the company where you are working for did not give you anything, God will find a way to bless you. In one of the companies I used to work in the past, they did not give me anything when I was living there. But some time ago, I needed an assistance for something to sort out a very important thing. This is ranging into several millions of naira. It was the organization that sorted it out without any stress. What about if I left there with bitterness? What about if I was there and I did not do the right thing when I needed help years later? What I'm talking about, I've left there maybe 16 or 17 years ago. I needed them after 17 years. If I had bad-mouthed them, I had done evil against them, they would never be there to help me. The people that helped me, they were not working there. They were still in school when I was there. They just heard when they came that, okay, we heard about you. Faithfulness, we always pay off. Number 8, doors, how to open doors of financial increase, quality relationship. This is where a lot of Christians, they miss it. A lot of Christians don't know how to build quality relationship. Always try and build relationship with people. People can be angels. People can also be devils. They can be used by God to change your life. You must avoid jealousy, pride, arrogance at all costs. Build quality relationships. Build quality relationships. Build relationships to the extent that when you need something, and they mistakenly know, or you now mistakenly ask, they do it with ease because of relationship. It's very difficult for you just to walk with somebody and say, "Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that." If they do it, they just do it. But when you have built good relationship with them over time, and let me tell you, don't go and start saying, "I want to be looking for rich people too." Anybody can become rich anytime. God does not consult people, bring people together before he will change somebody's story. He doesn't do that. There are people here today now that by December this year, now their life has changed totally. As in times 1,000 times to what it is before. I don't want to say something, but some people are here now. Do you know that as you are here, there are millionaires here? I'm not talking of in prophecy. There are millionaires that are seated here now. You know, this church, you are very conservative. Like me now, I'm very conservative. A little bit. As you are sitting, you just see that everybody here is just, everybody is the same. Millionaires, as in that kind, that millionaires, comfort, they are there. They are here. So because you just stand down beside somebody, you don't know that. Greet them beside you and say, millionaire, congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Billionaires, praise the Lord. In 1 Peter 2 verse 17, it says, honor all men, love the brotherhood. This is where a lot of Christians miss it. A lot of believers don't know how to honor others. And that's why they struggle. No honor. If you see the way some people talk about their bosses, you'll be wondering, the person that employ you, that is putting food on your table. Where's the honor? Where's the respect? One day I was in a commissioner's office here in Kwara State here, and the governor called him, and we were talking. It was doing like this. But here, you see a lot of people, they don't have any respect. They don't have any honor for people. Honor men. People give you something, honor them. Respect them. Appreciate them. This is the way to be blessed. Somebody can just give you 5,000 to test you. That same person can have capacity to give you 50 million. Just gave you 5,000 just to test you. Always give people honor. The more you honor people, the more they will be there for you. Do you know, if you want to see the president now, with just 2-3 people, you will see the president. Tinubu. One person in Loring here will connect you with one person in Abuja. One person in Abuja will collect you with one person in Aso Rock. And one person in Aso Rock will collect you to his secretary. And in 2 days, you are already in the front of Tinubu. Because of honor. Honor men. The more you honor men, the more you will get the blessing of God. Somebody ready for that? Shout a big hallelujah. Somebody ready for that? Shout a big hallelujah. Honor men, love the brotherhood. Number 9, quality and excellent work. Proverbs 22 verse 29 said that a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. Please, let your work be quality. Don't be a mediocre. Don't be a mediocre. Mediocrity is the brother of adversity. Don't be a mediocre. Anything you do, put a touch of excellence. Let customers keep calling you back. Let customers keep calling you back. Work diligently with excellence. Anything you are doing, let people be happy to do business with you. When you are wrong in your business, apologize. Be hardworking. Put in time. I have a board in my, like, my office. There's something I put there today. Choose your own heart. I put it there. Just choose which one you want. The hard work of mediocrity or the hard work of failure. Both, you still have to do hard work. If you want to be a failure, you choose the hard work of failure. If you want to be a mediocre, you choose the work of mediocre. So choose your own heart. The hard work of being of reducing your weight and coming to your normal size so that your health can be okay. Or the hard work of going to queue up in the hospital every time for drugs. Choose which one you want. Choose your own heart. The hard work of being a mediocre or the hard work of being an excellent person. Just know where you cannot stay in one place and say, I don't want to do anything. That one self is see, you are choosing the hard work of failure. So choose excellence. And lastly, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. Integrity affects destiny. Integrity is the best policy. That was why Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, he proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. If you desire to enjoy financial increase, be honest. You know, your name goes further than your person sometimes. Sometimes people will say, I've heard about you. So always do business with integrity. Always do any business, even ministry, must be done with integrity. What is not yours is not a blessing but a burden. If you take what is not yours, you have closed the door of increase. You steal something that is not yours. So if you have something that is not yours at home now, go and return it. You don't need it. That thing that is with you that is not yours, it will soon be obsolete. If it's a phone, it will be obsolete. If it's a clothes, it will be obsolete. If it's anything, it will be obsolete. So just go and wait for the newer version that is coming for you. Well, my prayer for everyone here tonight is that this year shall be your year of financial increase. I say this year shall be your financial increase. As God liveth, your hands will never beg for bread this year. Your account will never be empty this year. The God that brings abundance will introduce abundance into your life. Abundance into your business. Abundance into your career. Abundance in everything that you do. In the name of Jesus. You will not be a mediocre. I said you will not be a mediocre. You will be known for excellence. Listen, your products will go very far. Your products will go very, very far. Many here will become owners of new businesses. Many here will become owners of new businesses. And your businesses will grow. I said they will grow. I said they will grow. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands. Let's thank him tonight. Let's give him all the praise and all the glory. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We worship you, we exalt you, we appreciate you, we give you all the glory, we thank you for what you have done, we appreciate you for your word tonight. Blessed be thy name. We appreciate you, we bless you, we give you glory. You are merciful, you are kind. Father, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I hear a big amen? Can I hear a big amen? Amen? Just before we worship and begin to pray, you are here tonight, or you are listening to us from any of our centers, or you are online and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to enjoy this financial increase, but I want to first make my ways right with God. I want to first make my ways right with God. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. Anywhere you are right now, online, on ground, just where you are, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I will pray with you just where you are. Also, you want to rededicate your life to God tonight. You want to say, God, come into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart afresh. Forgive me my past sins, cleanse me, help me to do your will, help me to please you. Anywhere you are, also, I want to pray with you. Real quick, just lift up your right hand. And I will pray with you right now. And the Lord will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I give myself away. Right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, have mercy on me. Cleanse me from every unrighteousness. Help me to please you. Help me to do your will. Help me to do your will always, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless you and strengthen you. Please ensure you see the counselors immediately, and the Lord will bless you online and in all the churches connected. Ensure that you also see the counselors, the pastors that are there, and God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Take that song one more time in Jesus' name.
Again.
Word of God sent to us this evening, let's lift our hands and thank him tonight. Let's give him all the praise and all the glory. Let's magnify him, let's exalt him in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Just before we start the prayer, the Lord just spoke to me while we're doing the altar call that I should make a second call for those who want to make this year a year of covenant with God. You know, many Christians continue to struggle because they don't have a covenant with God. The covenant is a broken covenant. It's not a continuous covenant. The covenant of giving and receiving is the covenant that backs continuous flow for a believer. Except you are in the occult or you have something else somewhere. If you are a believer, it is the covenant of giving and receiving that brings you to abundance. Of course, all other factors being considered, integrity, hard work and diligence and all that, excellence and all that. But principally, the covenant of tithing, of giving, is very crucial. Now, wherever you are, I just want to pray with you for the grace. Because it's a grace. The ability to lay down is a grace. Man is very selfish. Except a regenerated heart, man is very, very selfish. I'll now be giving. Do I even know how the money is spent? That is man for you. But the Spirit of God will tell you, follow the scriptures. Follow the scriptures. So wherever you are, all is bowed, all eyes closed. I want to pray with you. You want the grace for consistency. To be consistent this year. God is not condemning you at all. But you want the grace to be consistent throughout this year. I want to pray with you. Lift up your right hand. You want to be consistent in your tithing, in your covenant walk with God. I want to pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. I'll give you just 1 minute to think about that. This is your chance. It's your chance. It's your chance. It's your chance. Now, with that right hand lifted, I pray for you tonight that the Lord will strengthen you. The grace that is required to be consistent, to be deliberate in your giving and in your covenant of tithing, receive that grace of consistency in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace of consistency in the name of Jesus. And via this grace that has released to you, your increase shall be obvious for everybody to see. I say your increase shall be obvious for everybody to see. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed and blessed forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? We are going to go further in our prayers, but we'll say, Father, give me the power. Give me the power.
Give me the power
to be a covenant practitioner.
Be a covenant practitioner.
Always.
Always.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus.
Rakaba ya lakwate ke paroska paladia. Meraka paya tabarua kataparito.
Give me the grace.
Ishabero sabala kapaya da. Erenja kwate kebere debele kabaya ta. Shade paraska paya talada. Meraka kwate debele
kabaya. To be a covenant practitioner always. Shade
kebero sabaya ta. Ishende bele kabaya ta.
I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, Father,
give me
the giving grace.
The living grace.
The giving grace.
The giving grace.
The giving grace.
The giving grace.
Give it to me, O God. Lift your voice and pray. Father, give me the giving grace. Father, release
it to me. Redebele kabada, ikabele kabayata, eshendebele kabaro, ilekwatebai, esembele kabayata, jedebele kata, rebeske peyedeba, eshendebele kosa.
In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
You know, it takes passion for the kingdom to be able to give towards the kingdom. So you will say, Father,
make me more passionate
for your kingdom,
for the advancement
of your kingdom.
Make me more passionate.
Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, make me more passionate for the advancement of your kingdom, for the expansion of your kingdom. Father, make me more passionate, O God. Make me more passionate, O God, for the advancement, for the development of your kingdom. I need that passion. I need that grace. I need that passion. I need that grace. I need that grace. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, I receive grace.
I receive grace.
For diligence.
For diligence.
For excellence.
For excellence.
For quality work.
For quality work.
I receive the grace.
I receive the
lift grace. Your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Nebrado godo bagada. Shagada godo bagada. Rebele kabaya. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, this year
I receive
my financial increase.
My financial increase.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and pray. Financial increase. Financial harvest. Mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Say, Father,
this year,
2025,
give me
my daily bread.
Give me
my daily bread. Lift your voice and pray. Labrador, In this year, I forbid lack. And scarcity.
And scarcity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
In this year.
In this year.
2025.
I forbid.
Lack.
Lack.
Scarcity.
Scarcity.
Begging for bread.
Begging for bread.
I forbid it. Borrowing.
Borrowing.
I forbid it. Lack.
Lack.
I forbid it. Lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to pray concerning the 8th month of the year, the month of August. We are going to pray and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
the month of August,
the month of August,
is my month,
is my month
of increase,
of increase,
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 in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus.
Increase.
Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Bring out your expectations. If you didn't bring it tomorrow, please ensure you write a sheet of paper with your expectations in the name of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
everything I've listed,
everything
in this expectation,
turn them
to testimonies for me.
To testimonies for me.
In Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Everything I've listed here, Blessed be thy name. Every expectation lifted here, both in your heart and in your hands, turn to testimonies in the name of Jesus. Everything you are asking from God that you have listed before Him, God Himself will grant them unto you in the name of Jesus. You will not be ashamed. Your family will not be ashamed. The way you want it is the way God will do it for you. The way way you want it is the way God will do it for you. I decree this year your year of increase. You will increase. You will increase. You will increase. Everybody will see that God has changed your level. Everybody will see that God has visited you. So shall it be. I say, so shall it be. This communion is blessed in the name of Jesus. This is no longer ordinary bread and wine. This is now the body and the blood of Jesus. As you partake in this tonight, be blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare that via this communion, every traces of lack and want around your destiny be cast out in the name of Jesus. Via this communion, the grace that brings blessings easily be released unto you in the name of Jesus. You will not lack blessing. You will not lack surplus. You will not lack abundance. God will release to you what you desire. You are blessed and you are blessed forever. The God of increase will increase you. I say God of increase will increase you. I pray for your health, that your health shall be strong in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no weakness, no sickness, no weakness in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The choir will sing, the ushers will direct.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
The chain holding down your increase be broken in the name of Jesus. Right now, your blessings will locate you. Your blessings will locate you. Your increase will locate you. Your harvest will locate you. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.